Apple Cash is an easy, convenient, and secure way to pay your friends because it's already built into your iPhone and lives within Messages. It all happens right in the chat. Then you can spend that money right away with Apple Pay. See? Easy peasy and way more private than pay apps. Apple Cash. Find it in your messages today. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Forever! Dog!
Sometimes school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try. It's Hampton High. Hello, you are listening to Hampton High. It's the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host. I am Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks. It's going to be an interesting interview today. Very excited about it. But to start out, we always talk about what's going on in school. So I'll just go.
All right.
Okay. And then I'll bring you in. And
feel free.
Okay. Yeah. So what's happened recently? I guess this is more about what I've been doing at school rather than like what's been happening. But I've been trying to start the locker committee. And basically it's
the what?
The locker committee.
What's that?
I'm going to explain. It's the locker committee is basically, so people like put a lot of stuff in front of their lockers, like pictures and like movie stars and like posters and stuff. And it's like sometimes makes like the lockers like ugly or like not what, like if you're walking in the hallway, it's not probably the best thing for people to see. So I was thinking about doing like a locker committee where like a bunch of people from every class get together and we talk about like what should be allowed in front of lockers and what should not be allowed. And so if like if people want to do something too big, we can, we would like then do a committee and see like if that should be allowed or not, just to like make sure that all like the design in front of lockers.
Wait, you are appointing yourself, you're imposing a censorship on what people put in front of their lockers? I'm just curious.
No, it's not. It's a committee of people, because sometimes people do put up stuff that like is like too offensive. Or
like what?
Just like, you know, like pictures of like movie stars or like pictures of like, or like.
What's offensive about a picture of a movie star?
If they're like, some people don't want to see like a shirtless guy like in the middle of a hallway or something, you know?
And you have a committee?
I'm saying I should start a committee.
You've heard of the freedom of speech provision in the First Amendment, right?
Yeah. Obviously, I know freedom of speech, but since we all pay for the school, freedom of speech is actually sort of amended in that way that what is appropriate is based on what...
Wait, you, my son, are part of a committee, or maybe even head of a committee.
No, you're taking it too far again. I am suggesting that there could be a committee, and I'm asking people's information about that. I'm never actually doing it, so you can't.
But you're using the form of a podcast to spread these ideas that people should not be allowed to put what they want to put. I mean, if the pictures aren't ever obscene, right?
No, but somewhat like an anarchy sign probably shouldn't be allowed.
An anarchy sign?
Yeah.
Saying what?
The anarchy symbol, you know, like the A with the circle around it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that probably shouldn't be in a freaking school, you know?
I'm a little astounded by this.
This is
censorship.
It's not. Okay,
go ahead. I won't say anything.
I'm going to edit that part out, okay?
I won't say anything. All right. Mm-hmm. Calm down, Hannah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, all right.
So what's been happening recently, we've been thinking about doing a locker committee, and a locker committee would be individuals from every grade getting together to decide what would be an appropriate thing to put on top of lockers. And it's not censorship. It would just be sort of discussing like what design, like what kind of, it would be more like branding than censorship. It'd be more like, what do we want our school to look like? So if you're interested in that idea, let me know. We'll talk about it. And if people aren't interested in it, then we don't have to do it. It's just an idea that I'm sort of bringing out and putting in the public forum. And if people aren't into it, then I'm not pushing it on anyone or anything.
Be more like branding than censorship.
Can you?
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah, I did hear what I said. It's actually a pretty smart thing to say. I'm actually pretty smart if you listen to me for once.
Well, branding is the new word for censorship.
You hate young people. You hate young people.
I only hate certain young people. I don't hate you, Hampton. I really don't. But I just be careful about what you're doing. That's fatherly advice. That's the advice of a loving father.
Yeah.
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah. Okay.
Pointless trouble.
We edit that part out.
No, don't edit me out, Hampton, well, if you don't mind.
I'm going to do what I want, but I'll take your advice.
Okay.
We have a guest today.
Mm-hmm.
We have my dad, Mr. McKelvey.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah. I'll be calling you dad, but other people should be calling Mr. McKelvey.
You don't have to call me Mr. McKelvey. I have a first name, you know.
If anyone wants to call my dad Bart, then you can call him Bart. But if you're disrespectful, but that's kind of, you want me called Bart?
Yeah, I think being called Mr. McKelvey is a little alienating.
Well, I'll be calling you dad for the interview. How about
that? Well, dad is fine, but I mean your friends.
Okay.
McKelvey, I'd feel like 100 years old.
Well.
Okay. All right. Don't.
I'm not actually.
Don't run with that football.
I actually respect people, so I wouldn't run with that football. Mm-hmm. And I actually play lacrosse, so like.
Okay. Well, that's right. We'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the thinking man's football, in my personal opinion.
I will say nothing.
Okay. So. You came here to the podcast studio, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And so I thought we'd interview you. And this is where I've been doing it. Have you been listening at all?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yes.
Do you...
You think I'm totally disinterested in you? Answer that honestly. Do you think that? Do I give that impression to you? If so, I deeply apologize.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't think you listened. I know you're interested. I don't think you're disinterested, but I didn't think you listened to the podcast.
And, once or twice I have.
What do you think of it? About me as like a,
Well, Hampton, you're engaging and you're intelligent and you're like a lot of people your age right now. You're intelligent about the stupid things you said. You don't just let that sit in the back of your head.
Okay.
Don't try to analyze it.
Okay. Well, thank you. I actually am pretty smart.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I wouldn't question that.
And sometimes you can be smart. And sometimes I've often thought that you can always be smart about stuff that people don't think people can be smart about. And that is a different, that's like a better intelligence than being smart about stuff that people think you should be smart about, you know?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Does that make sense.
Sit behind your head somewhere
I won't challenge that, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I won't challenge it on your podcast.
Great. Well, thanks for the gift.
Yes.
I just want to know why you... So for people who don't know, I came in here... And my dad was just here in the podcast studio, which is like sort of nuts. So that's why I wanted to interview him. Why are you at school? I feel like I don't see you at school that much. So like, did you have a meeting with a teacher or something? Were you talking to teachers or something? I don't know.
Okay. I have to speak with a certain amount of delicacy here because I don't think the people who have talked to me about your podcast would want to be quoted. So I won't quote any individual, okay? Is that understood? You're not going to pin me down and say who said that.
No, I'm not.
It has been brought to my attention. I haven't even sought it out, by the way, that your work on this podcast, the devotion you... And it's real devotion, I'll grant you that. It's not a plaything to you. It's a very important thing to you, this podcast. I honor that.
Thank you.
But it has been brought to my attention by a couple of teachers and four or five students that this podcast, I'll use the verb they use, feeds on conflicts between people at school. Particularly between students, it feeds on a tendency that's always been a terrible thing about high school, which is the ostracizing of certain students.
We're not ostracizing anyone. We're just having conversations.
That's what they all say. That's what everybody always says when people are being ostracized. We're not ostracizing you. I used to ostracize kids when I was in high school. I mean, it's as old as high school.
But
now it has this podcast echo, more than an echo.
Okay, so when you were ostracizing people, from the cool kids and the nerds. But I'm not doing that. I'm actually interviewing everyone. I'm interviewing nerds. I'm interviewing cool people. I'm interviewing jocks. I'm interviewing athletes, an artist. I'm interviewing theater kids. I'm interviewing... Yes. I've even freaking interviewed freshmen. Even interviewed freshmen. So how can I be ostracizing when I'm inviting them into the platform that is echoing out, that is sharing other stories? I'm literally sharing stories from people.
You're broadcasting conflicts, which then is fanning the flames. This, I'm repeating what was said to
me. Okay, well, who said that, though? Because I would love to know.
I told you, I can't, I'm not going to say that.
But how can I respond to that? How can I respond to that issue if I don't know whose issue it is? You know what I mean?
Because it's not your issue. You said I'm good at this. By not getting into inflammatory subjects on your podcast.
I don't get into inflammatory subjects.
Well, that's not the perception.
Well, they're wrong. They should listen to more of the podcast. They've probably taken it out of context.
They listen obsessively to the podcast.
Well, then they're true. Then they know how it takes it out of context. Because that makes it even worse. Then because they know what they're doing. Then
they know what they're doing, and you're allowing it. That's why I'm here, because this was brought to me. I was, hard as it may be for you to believe, I was in high school once, and this kind of thing always went on in high school, but there was no way of broadcasting it.
So, but can you, okay, so two things. Number one, what offends me about this is that, like, you are equating what I'm doing to bullying, which...
Yes.
But it's
No, I'm not. No, you're being I never said that. You are not bullying. You are giving a platform to people who wish to bully each other. And the fact that you're allowing it all on both sides is only making it more public and therefore more humiliating to the people who are being bullied by these other people who are each other.
Okay, I.
Now, look, we're living in an era which, of course, I have no real understanding of.
Yeah, we can both agree on that one.
Yeah, okay. Then keep the tone out of your voice, okay?
Fine.
I've admitted it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, we live in a time, and it finds its way into texting. It finds its way into, I mean, it's all... Bullying is as old as high school. It didn't used to have the platforms that it has now.
So
I may be complaining about something like, have you ever seen that? You love movies, right?
I love movies. I'm obsessed with Marvel movies, if you knew that.
Oh, my God. Okay, but have you ever seen, like, Orson Welles' movie, The Magnificent Ambersons?
No.
Have you seen Citizen Kane?
No.
You've never seen... Oh, okay. Oh, I've got to calm down here. Okay, if you love movies... Anyone who loves movies should see Citizen Kane.
But I guess I don't love movies, Dad.
I guess not. And after Citizen Kane, which set the world on fire, and still does, by the way, if you get out of the Captain Marvel head for just a minute, the next movie is called The Magnificent Ambersons.
Okay.
Which I urge on you. It's a brilliant movie.
Okay.
It was butchered a little bit by the studio.
Okay.
But it's still awesome. And there's a breath, it takes place at the turn of the last century, the 19th into the 20th century. And there's a dinner party of just a few people sitting at a table arguing about, now wait, please stop making sounds. I'm making a point here that's leading directly to what we're talking about. Okay? All right?
Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
Make any sounds.
I won't make any sounds. I'll slit my lips.
Okay, so there's a great scene in The Magnificent Ambersons where a bunch of people are sitting around a dining room table having a nice meal and arguing quietly but passionately about whether or not the automobile should have been invented. Now, the movie came out in 1942 or something like that. That's an astounding thought. I'll never forget the first time I ever saw that movie. I mean, I saw it in revival. I want to point that out. I didn't see it when it first opened. But I thought, whoa. And the arguments on both sides are very powerful. One side says, but many more people are going to be killed because of this. It's out of control. It's going to pollute. Everything has happened because of the other. The other society would say, yes, but it's been invented. You can't uninvent it. There's advantages to it, too. That's the same thing with this widespread ability now to communicate.
Okay.
I mean, I can sit here and say you shouldn't do podcasts. That's ludicrous of me to say. A podcast is a fact. Like emails are facts. Texts are facts. They make a difficult side of them. It's like there's still a difficult side to the fact of the automobile. But, you know.
Okay. Okay.
The difficult side of it is, it gives. I've just said it 100 platforms that didn't used to exist for the bullying of people.
Okay. Okay. First of all, Dad, great story. Two things. One, that was dumb. Podcasts are not cars. You can't drive a podcast. In fact, you can listen to a podcast in a car, and that's the only freaking connection
hurt people with a podcast. You can hurt them more publicly than you can if you bully them at school. You're not a bullier.
Okay.
Hampton, you're a nice person. You're a good person, but you are unwittingly, you just giving a voice.
I hear what you're saying. You don't need to repeat yourself. I actually am pretty smart. I know what you're saying. Okay. And what you're saying is, I don't not get it. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. Because look, are there conflicts that are in this podcast? Yeah, there are. There are. But at least there are ones, but people agree to be on the same page. To talk about it. And also, and if anyone says something they don't like, I edit it out to protect them. I always edit stuff out to protect people. So even the worst stuff that gets said here, because bad stuff, of course, gets said, I make sure both people look good, myself included and the other person, because I'm not trying to bully. And what you're saying is also true. Bullying is forever, all right? So stopping me from doing this because... And to say that it's bullying is just wrong. It's just wrong, Dad. Like...
No, you're not bullying.
Okay, then why? So why do we meet with teachers then? What do they want? What do they want from me? They want me to tone down my rhetoric? I mean, come on.
Well, what the teachers want, and of course, I'm on your side with this, is you shouldn't have the podcasts.
Okay, but
what the other students are saying, there are like several students. Maybe you've even had them on. They're just a couple of teachers. Nobody is mad at you, including me. I'm very proud of you for the way that you do edit. But there's a certain overflow that just magnifies the echoes of the bullying that would used to just happen in the corridors of a high school.
Are you saying students have also want me to stop doing the podcast? Because if they do, I can have the teachers on too, and we can all talk about it, and we can get to like a reasonable...
That might be a marvelous idea. I don't think, Hampton, you're an innocent. And I say that as a compliment. I'm not saying it as a passive-aggressive put-down, okay? You have an innocence about you, which is, no, don't make your eyes go all over the place. It's like, I'm not attacking you. I think you aren't fully, people are not telling you things they're telling me.
Why would?
And I don't know any of these people.
So they've been talking this whole time. They've been whispering. There's little whisper networks of people trying to get into you, like Littlefinger in Game of Thrones, you know, or Varys from Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
You really should. I really think you would like it. I really think you'd be into it. If you watch I'll watch the first episode with you. I think you would like it.
I probably would. It just takes a lot of time.
It does take a lot of time.
And what's that other one? House of Cards.
House of Cards. I'm so on that one. Though yeah. I do love politics.
You what?
I love politics.
Yeah.
And so it's like interesting to get that stuff. But Game of Thrones in particular, you should like watch the first episode. If you don't like the first episode, don't get into it. But if you do, I think like...
Okay. Okay. It's a deal. I'll watch the first episode. There's a new Game of Thrones beginning right now, right?
Yeah, it's all right. It started last week. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll watch that.
Well, no, you should start the first episode of season one because it's not going to make any sense.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. Well, I think you'll like it.
I'll do that. Be something we can bond over. Well, no, I don't want to make that too heavy. I'll watch Game of Thrones episode one of the first season.
Okay,
and we can talk. So we'll know you'll mention a character's name, and I'll know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ran a Littlefinger and Varys is what I'm sort of saying. Sort of like whisper networks of people who are like. Okay, so what are we gonna do about this? People want me to stop doing the podcast, so we can do a rebranding of it. We can do like a
I
invite them on even.
Wait, you know what I actually think? And I'm really on your side with this one. I think they want you not to be as fair as you're being. I think they want you only to have people on their side. On your podcast, which is, of course, very wrong of them.
Yeah, that would be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm passing this information on to you.
Okay. I can give them a little bit of what they want. A little bit of what they want.
I think you're dealing with something and you aren't fully aware because they're keeping you from being aware of the ramifications of it.
Because if this podcast does have like an...
These people sought me out.
Yeah, and that's so slimy of them. And so if I can just have them on for a little bit, I can figure out more of what they want. And then I can and I'll give them a little bit of what they want and then I'll take it back. And then
maybe you should have two or three ones antagonistic to each other on together.
Yeah. And then,
see that.
Well,
what?
Well, no, I don't want people to fight.
And say, if you start to fight, I'm going to edit it all out. I want a conversation. That's what you want, right?
Well, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's sort of what I'm doing already. So yeah. It's sort of.
But the conversations are playing against each other, and as much as you edit them, still, you know, this kind of thing. People get paranoid about other people's tones of voice.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. So you're dealing with a fire that's a little bit out of control. And they're keeping from you the fact that it's a little out of control. So they're using you, Hampton.
Yeah. What should I do then?
Have two or three of them on the same and just say, I want this to be a conversation. If it turns into anything other than a conversation, I'm just going to stop it.
Okay. I'll do that. And then
that would turn the boat around in the water.
Okay. Then if I do, can I do that?
See, when you calm down, those rare moments when you calm down, you actually have some lucidity. See, I always feel when I'm talking to you that you're defending yourself against me.
Well, I'm not defending myself against you. I am representing myself well against an often aggressive and judgmental perspective. You know,
that's your experience of me.
Yes, that is my experience.
How long has that feeling been going on?
16 years.
It's been going on all your life, in other words.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. When were you first aware of it?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to talk like, I don't know. Like when I was like, you like. Or like kind of like I would like notice you being like sort of hard on Davey, I guess, and then like I would
Davey.
Well, I know.
But handful.
I know.
Yeah.
And then I sort of felt like because I could do stuff that Davey couldn't do, then you got like even harder on me.
In what way? I'm not aware of having been hard on you. In what way, Hampton? You can't just say things like that. This is the kind of thing
you asked me to.
Well, no, but not that. What you said was very generalized.
Okay, well, you
could you be specific, please? This is the kind of thing I'm talking about.
You're always like asking. You're like sort of yelling at me when I'm late, and you do yell. You do yell, literally.
I can't wait till you have a kid and see.
And but why? What? You literally just asked me how I feel, and then now you're judging me for trying to say how I feel. Okay. I can't wait till you have a kid. What is that? You know? I mean, maybe you should be asking yourself you should ask yourself why you do what you do, rather than me answering the question why I do what I do because of what you do. Do you know what I mean? So like maybe look in the mirror rather than asking for me to tell you everything.
Parents yell.
Sure.
No parent does not yell.
Wow. Okay.
That's all I meant when I said I can't wait for you to have a kid.
Great.
Take a deep breath.
Don't tell me what to do. I'll take a small breath. See, that was good enough. Sometimes I know it's right. Taking a small breath better than a big breath, because a big breath would have gotten to my head. A small breath gave me the oxygen I need to continue going forward. So,
okay.
There we go.
Continue. Give me specific examples. That's all I'm asking.
Well, okay. So like last summer?
Yeah.
Last summer, I wanted to... I wanted to go camping with like Cody and the guys.
Yeah, you're right.
And I told you like a month in advance that it was going to happen. And you were like, okay, well,
yeah.
You said you can do it if you prove yourself to be responsible for that month. And I was really responsible that month. I was like really good. Like, you know, I was good. Mm-hmm. And then we got there. You said no, that contract wasn't written down. That was a verbal contract. And I said...
I said that?
You did say that.
Okay.
You said it was a verbal contract and that if you actually wanted to do that, then you should have made me write it down. And that's a lesson to you, you know, to like, to be precise or something like that.
What, did I say why I changed my mind?
No, you just said I didn't. You just said I wasn't allowed. You didn't say you changed your mind. You just said you did this to teach a lesson. No, you changed your mind.
I don't remember any of this. I must have had some. Maybe I was concerned for you.
Maybe you were. Cool.
But I don't have a. Try not to do a number on this. I don't have a loving tone. So it's possible that I just got very nervous about the camping trip. And so I said no, having forgotten that I had said yes. And I said this in a stern, authoritative tone, which is, I'm led to believe, out of touch. And you've been brooding about it ever since. Not all the day. I'm not accusing you of
You asked me obsessing to give you something specific, so I gave you something specific. But if that's brooding, okay.
Well, tell me something you like about me, and I'll tell you something I like about you.
I like that you're successful. I value success. And I value hard work, and you're very successful and hardworking.
Do you think I have scruples as a businessman? Or do you think I partake of the ruthlessness of the corporate, of the business world?
I think you do what you need to do.
What?
I think you do what you need to do.
And what's your opinion of that?
I think that's admirable. And it gave me the life which I have, which I'm grateful for.
Okay.
Your turn.
What I like about you is actually this very thing that's going on right now. I like how you are in touch with your feelings. I'm not sure that I am in touch with my feelings.
Okay.
And I like your attempt, and I know it's difficult to understand. Oh, this is a podcast. Oh, shit. Oh, well. But still, the pattern of my personal relationships.
I don't want to talk about mom.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to talk about mom.
I love your mother.
I'll just say that. I just don't want to talk about that.
All right. I'll just say I'm not a nice man. And I'm not saying that as a compliment to myself.
Okay. I don't want
to. Okay. We won't talk about that. All I'm saying is I like the way that you take in everything.
Okay. That's what makes me so good at being a podcast host.
Yes, right. And you are good at it.
Good. And so can you tell them that I can have the podcast and they can be on?
Okay. I'm betraying them, but okay, sure. I'm betraying them on the air, so I've admitted to betraying them, as I clearly have betrayed you somewhere along the line. Oh, I betray people. That's another definition, by the way, of a businessman. We have but to look to our presidency right now.
I fucking hate that Cheeto-in-Chief.
That what?
That Cheeto-in-Chief.
Yeah, I mean, but this is not remotely meant to defend him, but he is a product of a world, the business world, in which betrayal is a standard action.
Okay, sure.
And that's what's so terrifying about it. One of the things he's revealing to us things we don't want to know about the texture of American life.
Yeah, I know. I'm on mm-hmm. Twitter. I know that stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the podcast. I appreciate it. Who do you think is the coolest freshman?
Willie
Tombo?
Mm-hmm.
You know Willie Tombo? Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He's my favorite.
How do you know Willie Tombo?
Now it's my turn to say this is a podcast, and I don't wish to talk about it. But just saying what I've said, I've already given away too much. That's why you shouldn't have a podcast.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
How do you know Willie Tombo? He's like sort of flies under the radar, you know, like he doesn't really do that much. He's not in the plays, doesn't like do much sports. He's like really nice for sure. And he's actually pretty funny. I think he's a funny dude. But like how would do you know any other freshmen?
This will define to you why you should not have this podcast, what I'm about to say.
Okay.
He's my son. See, that's the problem with your podcast. Right there. The fact that I said this in public.
No. What?
He's my son.
What are you talking about?
I had an affair.
You!
See, this is the problem with podcasts.
This is not the problem with podcasts. This is the problem with you.
Well, okay.
You just told me you love my mom.
I do.
But you haven't. You have a kid?
Yes.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? This was your lesson? This is why you should make. So you actually aren't going to defend me. Two things. You're not even trying to defend me. You actually want me to lose the podcast. And the reason that you want to make me lose the podcast is because you can say that you had a fight. What is wrong with you? You are fucked in the head. No. You know what? I'll put that on the podcast. I'll have everyone know. And it's not my fault. It's your fault. You put it. I can edit it back on. Mom's not allowed to listen. You have to make sure mom can't listen to it, because that would be mean to her. But everyone else will know. And so you've actually done everything wrong, because I get to have the podcast and you get to be fucked because of what you did. And that's how it goes, Dad. Fuck!
You ask me who my favorite freshman is.
I ask everyone who their favorite freshman is.
Yeah. And then I told you, and you kept pressing me, why? Why? And I couldn't think of anything to say except the truth.
That's a bad lesson. Your lesson is that you suck, not that my podcast is bad.
Are you calm down now?
No, I'm not calm down, but what's up?
What's up was I had an affair. Most men do.
That's...
And they do. Now, maybe that's generational.
Yeah, my generation's never going to cheat.
Well, you're 16.
Yeah, and we're never going to cheat.
Huh?
We're never going to cheat.
You're never going to cheat.
No.
Well, that's admirable. But the fact is, I belong to a generation where... That's how, in fact, I married your mother, as you know.
I am aware.
Yeah. So I'm one of those guys. So I had an affair and I had this kid whom I like and whom I help out as I help out you. However... Because this podcast, and this is not originate with me, it's people who came to me, has inadvertently caused so much disruption. Not only am I going to ask you to stop it, if you don't stop it, I'm not going to pay for your college. So this is this, you're hearing from me the same kind of brutality that I've displayed with women.
What? Can you not talk to me about that?
Now you can get a scholarship. I mean, there are all kinds of options. You're brilliant. And they'll say you come from a rich family, and if they get in touch with me, the college, I can say, I'm a brutal father, and I withdrew.
I'll stop the podcast.
You don't have to stop it. It's just if you do, you'll have to get a scholarship or something to go to college, which will be hard for you because you come from a wealthy
family. I know.
Family.
I'll stop the podcast.
However, I can...
I'll stop the podcast.
Oh, I put you in a terrible position. Not for the first time, I have a feeling. I put you in a terrible position. I'm brutal. The thing you admire about me is how I navigate the business world. That's how.
You're twisting my words around, but...
No, I'm not twisting them. I'm throwing them back at you.
Okay. I'll stop.
Don't stop the podcast.
No, I'm stopping the...
What?
Don't do it. That's...
No, don't stop it. Just then start figuring out how you can go to college.
I just... Why are you being... Gonna stop the podcast. Can we go home?
What?
Can we go home?
Sure, we can. If your mother will have me after this. Of course, you can edit this out. Right?
I'll edit it out.
I'm gonna give you some advice, okay? Hampton?
Yeah.
Hampton?
Yeah.
You listening to me?
I'm listening.
I'm going to say something that I really mean to be helpful. Okay?
Okay.
Don't stop the podcast. Then just take it a step at a time.
I'm stopping the podcast.
You love the podcast.
And I'm stopping it.
You don't... Why are you stopping it? So that I'll pay for the college?
Yeah. College is the most important thing in the world. There is no success without college.
Well, first of all, that's not true. But secondly, maybe take 2 or 3 years, get a job, and then go to college. There's all kinds of options, Hampton. I'm probably responsible for this, but you tend to think of yourself as a victim.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. Hold up. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing games with my head. And I don't appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about this. I want to go home. I want to stop the podcast. And I want you to watch the first episode of Game of Thrones. I want you to let me know what you think about it.
Can we watch it together?
No, I want you to watch it, and I want you to let me know what you think about it, and then we'll decide if we want to watch the next episode together.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't wait until you get right later in the season and you can meet Tywin Lannister.
What? I'm sorry, what did you just say? I just didn't hear you.
I just can't wait till you get later in the season and you get to meet Tywin Lannister.
Okay. What if I pledge right now to watch the whole first season?
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening to Hampton High. Goodbye.
Hey guys, it's Hampton. I just wanted to thank you all for listening. And this is, like you heard from my dad, this is the final episode. And thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And it means a lot to me that you wanted to hear my voice and what I do. And I, because you've given so much of your time, I just wanted to let you all know that I am not Hampton. I am actually Tim Platt. I'm a comedian in New York, and you all got pranked. Yes, that's correct. There is no Hampton. There is only Tim Platt, the master of many faces and voices, whom you have been giving your attention to this whole time. And thank you. You've been fooled. You've been tricked. There is enjoy the catharsis of that. Enjoy the feeling of being out of control, because that's what just happened to you right now. And I. I'm proud of myself. I'm sort of a trickster of sorts. I'm a dark jester, a joker, a Loki, sort of playing with reality, playing with form to reveal the truth in lies. And I'm proud of myself. Sorry, I'm kind of proud of myself, because like it's a fine tightrope to walk, to lie to millions of listeners every week. But I walked it really well, and I'm proud of that, and I also... Okay, I'm going to break my own rules here. I feel like I'm really thankful for you guys. I thought I would feel better. Sorry, I've brought in, the top-notch comedic talent into Forever Dog every week to, create these, grand mysteries, these sort of, grand fibs, these grand lies, these grand stories. And we've all been, plotting every moment, every beat. Not one beat has been unscripted, you know. If you're interested in more pranks, you can follow me on Twitter at Timothy Platt. That is at Timothy Platt. Or on Instagram at I Am King Bozo. That's at I Am King Bozo. Thank you all so much. I really do appreciate it. You are all sort of following my breadcrumbs in a way that means a lot to me. And I'm happy. You pranksters know the biggest joy of the prank is the reveal and making people realize what happened to them. And I'm sort of feeling a miniature version of. I'm feeling less of that than I thought I would, because I sort of feel like, oh, I don't know, that maybe the pranking has yet to actually occur. That's right. There is no Tim Platt. There's only me, the masked jester. That's right, the masked jester. A very different one indeed. Many layers of... That's dumb. I shouldn't edit like that, right?
I hate that.
Okay.
Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.